Our thoughts today center on the scripture that says, "Then Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, there are many things that we don't understand. There are many things that seem to be puzzling about the Easter story, and yet you brought this to a human reality so that we might know the power of the resurrection in daily life. We pray that your Holy Spirit will still be here to open our understanding to the wonderful truth of Easter. We thank you. Amen. From God our Father, grace, mercy, and peace. Amen. The results of Easter are certainly beyond our understanding. God proved the impossible was possible. Jesus had raised three people, at least three people, from death. Jairus' daughter, the widow of Nain's son, and Lazarus. And now God was raising Jesus himself to new life that people could see him as he really was. On Good Friday, there were 3 hours of darkness. And that darkness was not in God's plan. He had come as light to the world and to eliminate the darkness of sin and the gloom of death. And it was Easter morning where the light of God came into reality in a very special way and gave people a new hope. There was the radiance of the living God revealed at the tomb, startling the disciples, a call to the attention that God was still in control. For many of the believers, hope had been shattered when Jesus died because they expected him to be the leader so that they would have peace from the Roman government and that all would be well. But that didn't occur, and that bothered them to no end. Easter brought to them the power that God really loved them, even though they could not understand what he was really doing. There was so much to learn, and Jesus tried to open their mind to understand that the power of the resurrection was really a living reality. The amazing results of Easter should be really a daily experience. We celebrate Easter every Sunday as we come to church. Ever since Jesus rose from the dead, Saturday was put in the background, and Sunday became the day of worship. And it was there when Paul made the statement, "It is no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me." The result of the power of Easter was the privilege to walk with the Lord in daily life. Peter and John had been in the temple, and they saw that man that was lame. And they called the attention to this man and told him to rise and walk, and that lame man got up and walked. Here was the power of the resurrection revealed to that person that had been lame for years. And you know, there are many lame people in our churches today. They come to church, but they have never felt the power of God. They are pessimistic. They're full of complaints. They blame God for everything, and yet they seem to turn to him and ask for help. This man had begged for help, and there are people today that are begging for the help of Jesus, but never accept that life that he is to give. Our challenge is to know Jesus in a personal way. In everything that we do, we see Jesus in front of us, realizing that we are serving him in whatever our call in life might be. The spiritually lame people today need to be confronted by the power of Jesus that is able to fill their life with optimism, fill their life with hope, and receive the power to walk in the joy of Easter. But the challenge is this, are they willing to rise? Are they willing to take the Easter message and make it a way of their life as they live each day to the full? They need help to see that the love of God is everywhere. Just now in the spring, just think how everything comes to life. When we walk with God, we see a life from a new perspective, in a different way, filled with hope, knowing that He surrounds us and that He blesses us. Everyone can rise and walk, realizing that their sin is forgiven and that they are a child of God. The result of Easter is to walk with the Lord. And another thing, the result of Easter is to become just as pure as Jesus. When you read 1 John 3, it's startling. The third verse says, everyone who has this hope in Christ purifies himself as he is pure. Have you ever thought of yourself as pure as Christ? That's what the Easter event is all about. When Christ lives within us, you go down reading in that third chapter, it says that when Christ lives within us, we cannot commit sin. Why? Because we live in a state of forgiveness, and God forgives us before we sin. God knows that we are sinners, and He knows it is not our intention to sin. And when we live in the spirit of forgiveness, we live in the forgiving grace of God. We need the power to realize that this is God's gift to us. God offers it to everyone. But if they don't accept it, what can God do? You give a gift to someone, and that person won't accept it. What good is the gift? The Easter event is to assure us that our sin is forgiven and that love of Christ is so great that He surrounds us in everything that we do and that we can meet Him every time we have our devotions, every time we read our Bibles, every time we think of Him. He is as close to us as our thought of Jesus. Our hope rests in the fact that we become just as pure as Christ. I remember the first time I came across this, I couldn't believe it. But this is God's gift to us. When you get home today, read the third chapter of 1 John, read it slowly, and think your way through it. You are going to be amazed at the assurance that we have as children of God. We are also told in the absolution that God has given us a power to become children of God. This is His doing. Isaiah says, fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine. The whole Easter event occurred because of you and me, that we might live and walk with God in everything that we do and say, and we can see life from God's point of view. We are called to become godly, God-likeness. What a privilege it is to know that God expects this of us, and He says, I will help you. It is with that assurance that you and I are filled with thanksgiving. How grateful we are. This is God's gift to us. And we don't have to do anything but accept it, believe it, and live it. It is this living relationship that is one of the great results of Easter. It was in the upper room that Jesus came to the disciples and they said, he's a ghost. But then He says, look at me. Feel my hands. give me something to eat. Jesus proved that the resurrection life was a human reality. He died to sin, rose from sin, and became a human person again. Here is where you and I live this resurrected life just like Jesus did. Jesus wasn't a ghost. He was a human being, and he assured us that we too can live in Christ in this way. I sometimes wonder if Jesus coming back to life was not his second coming. He was dead. He came back to life again. I sometimes wonder if we have misunderstood and we're looking for him to come again. He has already come, and he lives through the power of the resurrection that we can become godly by our faith in him. What a joy it is to know that this risen life is a personal encounter with God. Each one of us makes up our own mind to accept or to reject. The power of the resurrection is the power of the spiritual reality in human life. But Christ lives within us. We are raised to a new attitude, a new value of life, because Christ lives within us. Here is where the 23rd Psalm becomes a reality. The Lord is my shepherd. And as the little girl said, and that's all I need. How great it is to know that this resurrection places us right in the center of God's love and his concern for each one of us. The amazing results of Easter are sometimes overlooked because he has given us a power to rise above sin, center our thoughts completely on Jesus, and live to the honor to his glory as a gift. We don't pay for it. We don't win it. All we do is accept it. What a privilege to know that the light of Christmas was not blotted out on Good Friday, but it came to a living reality on Easter morning when Jesus came to live again and to give this life to all who would believe him. All we can say is thanks. Amen.